Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, siman Shin Mem. And this deals with a number of different dinim. Today we're going to deal with cutting hair and cutting nails on Shabbos. The Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Asur litol se'aro otzi parnov. It is prohibited on Shabbos to remove, literally to take away, means here to cut, one's hair or one's nails on Shabbos. This is true, the Mechaber tells us, bein biyad, whether you do this with your hands, you pick at your nails with your hands, or bein bekli, use a scissors or some sort of an implement, an instrument to go and remove the nails or the hair. Bein la'atzmo, and this is true if you cut your own hair or your own nails, bein la'chayim, if you cut somebody else's hair or somebody else's nails. In each of these situations, the chayiv al shtei se'aros, you would be chayiv over here if you cut a minimum of two hairs. Now, this is talking about an issa d'oraisa over here of a chayiv chatos. When we use the lashon of chayiv, it means that this would be a capital offense if you did this intentionally, and if you did this unintentionally on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos over here. As opposed to the language we often use, osir, that only means it's potter of a losir. This is a din d'rabbanon. So here we're clearly being told that if you cut two hairs, that would be Mechayev a person, if he did this unintentionally, a chiyev chatos on Shabbos. And Rechman al-Tzalim, if he did it intentionally, it would be a capital crime. That's all the Mechaber that we're going to do today, and there is no Ramah over here, so we're going to spend a little bit of time on the Mishnah Berurah and on some of the Bir Halachas over here. In any event, let's start with Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. He tells us that whether you cut your nails or your hair with your hands, you pull it out with your fingers, or whether you use an implement, it is osur. And he says, Vuhadin Bishinov. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, based upon the Gemara, that even if one used their teeth to go and cut their nails, then likewise that would be over here forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So biting your nails is prohibited on Shabbos. Now we'll get into, is this an issur d'oraisa? Everything that we just said, when we brought down before, v'chayiv al shtei saros, was specifically talking about a very specific case where you're cutting two hairs on Shabbos using an implement, as we'll see. It is forbidden to do any of the things that we mentioned, but not all of them are necessarily issurim d'oraisa, and not all of them are necessarily, even if they're an issur d'oraisa, achiv chatas. Now let's look inside in Sif Katan Beis, and we'll begin to understand this a little bit more. So he tells us, bein bechli, if you did this with your hand, or if you do this with a kli. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, after mechaber hishva yad l'kli, the mechaber seems to, in one fell swoop, equate biting your nails or picking at your nails with your fingers versus using a scissors or some sort of a kli. Nevertheless, hurak li sura. That's just telling us you're not allowed to do this, but it doesn't tell us the level at which you're not allowed to do this. The bekulan yesh iser. You're not allowed to do any of these actions that we just brought down over here. You're not allowed to either pick your nails with your finger or with your teeth, and you likewise are not allowed to go and cut them with a nail clipper or a scissors. However, there is a different level of isser involved. Aval le'inyon chiyuva yesh chiluk b'neim. As to whether the chayiv chiyuv chatos or not, then there is a distinction between the two. The biyad, when a person cuts his fingernails with his finger, he picks at them with his finger, or he bites them with his teeth. In this situation, potter, it's only an issur d'rabbanan, potter al osur b'chol gabne. You're not allowed to do this, but it's not an issur d'oraisa. She'ein derech giziza b'kach b'chol, because this is not the normal way that somebody does this. In order to be over the issur d'oraisa, you have to do it in the normal way. So even though people may bite their nails, that's not still considered the normal way to cut your fingernails. And therefore, if you bite them with your teeth or you pick them with your fingers, that is only an issur d'rabbanan. However, if you cut them with a nail clipper or you cut them with the scissors, ubechli chayev b'chol gadne, you chayev under all circumstances, and the havelei tolda de gozis, this is a tolda, a subcategory of shearing, and therefore that would be an issur d'oraisa, as opposed to with your fingers or with your teeth, it's an issur d'rabbanan. Umasha kosav achakach de chayev al shtei saros hu dafka b'chli. And as I pointed out before, I point out again now from the Mishnah Berurah over here, that which we said at the end of the Mechaber that we read, that if you were to cut two hairs, you would be chayev achiyev chatas, that's only if you did this with a scissors, if you did this with an implement, with a kli, but not if you plucked them with your finger. The issue footnote number one brings down, what about a depilatory agent? If you use some sort of a cream or an ointment to go and remove your hair. Hagozes seyor aide mishcha. If you use some sort of a cream, mishcha is a cream or an ointment, a depilatory agent. So in the Shelos Hatshuvas, Dovev Misharim, he brings down, shedino kinoto biyad. This would be a klachar yad way, according to the Dovev Misharim. It's not the normal way that one removes hair. And therefore, in this situation, a person would only be over an issur d'rabbanan. On the other hand, the Shelos Teshuvas Har Tzvi disagrees, and he brings down in Yeridea, Shedino Shogoze Seyar Aide Mishcha, using a depilatory agent, a cream or an ointment, to go remove the hair, is no different than using a kli, Kinotel Seyar B'kli, because A depilatory agent is the normal way that people remove hair. Shederach yezizu yibakach. So that's the normal way. Therefore, that's the Issur d'oraisa way. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. If we look in the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskul, Bein Biyad, he brings down that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here, the Biyad Potter of the Osir, then it's again an Issur d'Rabbanan over here. And this goes in accord with the sheet of the Chachamim, the Rabbi Eliezer. There is a Mishnah in the Gemara in Shabbos on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis, which discusses all of these scenarios, removing your hair, removing your nails. It also talks about a person braiding their hair or coloring their eyes or putting on mascara or rouge and things like that. And the Gemara there says that the Chachamim say that it's Osir, it's a Shvus, it's a Din d'Rabbanan not to do these things. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechayev and Issur d'oraisa. Now, therefore, this opinion over here is the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer that brings down over here that this is an Issur d'Rabbanan. Now, the Chofetz Chaim continues and he says, the Ran doesn't seem to say that. The Ran writes, Shekosav didas Rabbeinu Chananel, that the opinion of the Rabbeinu Chananel on this machlokis is the Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. That we paskin over here like Rabbi Eliezer, who is not giving a separate opinion, but seems to be explaining the opinion of the Chachamim, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. This is what the Ran says. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Lo yadati biyuru." I don't understand this Ran over here, because the memory we shown the Rabbi Eliezer who the Dafka leChachamim. How do you say over here that this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer within the Chachamim? And furthermore, what do you mean he's mefarshei taima the kamar? What do you mean he's explaining the rabbanan? It seems to be a straightforward machlokas. And furthermore, he brings down the Rosh, who says behedya that the Rabbeinu Chananel holds that tolesh tzemer biyat potter, that the Rabbeinu Chananel himself, as opposed to what the Ran said, holds that it's an Issur d'Rabbanan, like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Eliezer. Ke Chachamim the Rabbi Eliezer. So with all of these questions on the Ran, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ach shezochinu ato lebiurus shel Rabbeinu Chananel, we understand the Rabbeinu Chananel, but we don't understand the Ran. So he says, Motzosi behedja, the divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, koi adin hasheni shel Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbeinu Chananel over here, when he says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, explaining the Chachamim, is not talking about this din, but it's talking about the end of the Mishnah, which, as I mentioned, talks about Godelis or Pokesis. It's talking about braiding the hair or putting on makeup or rouge of some sort. The Mefarshi, Kama Rabbanan, Taime, the Mishum Mai Mechayev. Explaining the rabbis why you would be Chayev and Issur d'Oraisa of this. Or within our Rishon Shabbat Eliezer, but in regards to the first din that we're talking about over here with the Se'aro Otsi Parnov, Posech Arenu Chano, the Hedger Chachamim, he clearly holds like the Chachamim that you're a Potter Aval Osir. And he says, go look in the Rabbeinu Chananel over there. And then he says, "V'chanira, it appears to me, how could the Ran make this mistake? Sharan lo hayalo haperush Rabbeinu Chananel shebiyadenu. The Ran didn't have the complete Rabbeinu Chananel that we have today extant in our hands. Rak eza kitzer shu taklo betos. He only had some sort of a shortened version, an abridged version of the Ran that had mistakes in it, and that's why the Ran misunderstood what the Rabbeinu Chananel's position was, because he had an incorrect version of the Rabbeinu Chananel." In the next Dibra Maskul of the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim has a long arichas over here. In Dibra Maskul v'chayev, he says that this opinion over here, that Yechayev on two sa'aros, he says, Hinei atosos kosu dezil davkel Rabbi Yehuda. This only goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who has the famous machlokas Rabbi Shimon, about a melacha she'enot tzarech legufa. If you're doing an action when you don't need the result of that action, so melacha she'enot tzarech legufa, nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayev if you do that. So over here, when you're cutting the two hairs, you don't want those two hairs. You're just cutting them. So therefore, only Rabbi Yehuda would say that that would be an Issur d'Oraisa, which he would be chayav for. Aval Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a melacha she'enot tzarech legufa is potter, aval aser, so then it would be potter af b'kli. Then it would only be an Issur d'Rabbanan, even with a kli, even with a scissors. The Chofetz Chaim then has a very, very long and detailed discussion about this, which is not conducive to this type of a setting. Ayin Sham for those that wish to go look into this in more detail. We can see, however, in Dirshu footnote number 11, which is found on the next page, Le'inyan tikkun siporin shomoen, if the mohel wishes to go cut his fingernails because he has to do a bris milah on Shabbos, so the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph already taught us, in the name of the Shelus Shuz Chasam Sofer, sha'osu lasus kein midaraisa. This would be forbidden midaraisa over here. Vein zedomel in etilas sipornayim letzorach tvilas nida, as opposed to, we're going to discuss later in today's year in the next Mishnah Berurah, if a woman has to go to the mikveh and she needs to cut her nails, that would be different. She came b'tikkun zeh harei osa kli, because there's a difference over here preparing for milah versus preparing for tefillah. When you're going for tefillah, you don't need the nails done in a certain way. When you're preparing for the milah, you're actually making your fingernails, so to say, into a kli, and therefore you would not be allowed to do this on Shabbos. It would be an Issur d'Oraisa. As an aside, he brings down in Dershah footnote number 12, the name of the Rabbeinu Daniel, She'isha she'tovlu la'achakai motza she'lo kotzitzo achas mitzuparnei raglel. If a woman went to the mikvah, she cuts her nails on Erev Shabbos, for example, before she goes to the mikvah, and she finds out afterwards that by mistake she didn't cut one of her toenails, so ain't tzricha lachzor l'tvo. She shouldn't go back and do another tvila. We don't say that that's a chatzitza, because normally women are not makbid on the perfect cutting of their toenails. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. The Chayav Oshtei Saros, we said it's an Issa Daraisa over here, at least the way the Chofetz Chaim explained it, it's certainly according to Rav Yehuda, that it will be an Issa Daraisa to cut two hairs on Shabbos using a kli. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Seyor Echad, to cut just one hair, would also be an Issa Daraisa. Yeshbo Isura Daraisa. This would also be, and this is based upon the Magen Avraham and other Achronim, as we can see in the Shaar Tzion, Os Beis, that this would also be an Issa Daraisa because Kemo kol chatzi shir shall kol ha'isurim. Just like we always say, chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah. The shir that the Torah gives us sometimes to be over an aveira is only the requirement for bringing of a chatas. But even doing less than that is forbidden mid'araisa. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us this is a general rule across the board, as the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'chein hadin b'chol melachos Shabbos, in regards to all halachos of Shabbos that you're not allowed to do. Lo bo'inon b'hu shir le'inyan iser. We don't need the amount that's proscribed. You're not allowed to carry a certain amount that's considered choshev. So if you carry less than that, it's not that that's permissible. That is also an iser d'oraisa. However, ela le'inyan chiyav chatas, the shiurim that are provided in regards to the iserim d'oraisa are only for the amount that you need to have done in order to be considered significant that you would be chayev to bring a chatas if you did this unintentionally. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ule'inyan netilat tziporneim." In regards to cutting of the nails, because of El Yerabba, dafilu al tziporin echad chayev. Even cutting any piece of one nail, that would be over the isur da'araisa. V'chein muchach le'el b'simin shin chavches sif lamed aleph, as we have already learned. Then he says, "V'isha sheshachach alito la tziporneim me'erev Shabbos." If a woman forgot to go cut her nails, as the minhag is to go and cut the fingernails to a proper length when they go to be tovel in the mikvah, so it shouldn't be a chatzitza with the dirt underneath it. You can't clean it properly. So if the woman forgot to go and cut her fingernails or her toenails on Erev Shabbos, and now she has to go to the mikvah on Friday night when it's Shabbos, the Eira Tfilosa below Shabbos, the mitzvah to go, that's Leil Tfilosa, and that's Friday night when she should go. So the Mogen Avraham asked, Mesika Mogen Avraham, Shetoma Li Ovi Gilulim Li Tobiyad. So you would be allowed to go and ask a non-Jewish person to go and pick your nails, to go and cut them in that fashion. Why is this permissible? Because they have a shvus de shvus. It's amirli akum, which is one issa de rabbanon. The shvus, which is cutting the nails with the fingers, which is another issa de rabbanon. And this is b'makom mitzvah, because she has to go to the mikvah, and therefore it would be permissible to go ask a non-Jew to go pick your nails to cut them in that fashion, even on Shabbos. No, v'miyaf shabiyat, it's very difficult for another person to pick your nails with their fingers, and therefore you would need to use an implement. So he says, mutter al yodo afil b'kli, then you would even be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to take a scissors or a nail clippers and cut your nails for you, according to this lenient opinion under duress. In Ein Ove Gilulim, what happens if there is no non-Jewish person around that could cut your nails either using a shinoi, like with their fingers, or even using a kli? So then he brings down, under these extenuating circumstances, you could rely upon the opinion, then you could rely not upon cutting the nails, there's no way to do it for the yid to do it, but you would be able to rely upon the fact that the woman can mistumach, clean her nails underneath the nails properly, even though under normal circumstances we would insist that she cut her nails. Here, when you have no other choice, we would allow just a regular good cleaning to satisfy the requirement of removing any chatzitza that would be present. However, in this situation, Uvad, she has to be very, very careful over here, Shlo Yebo Shum Tino, but she has to make sure that there is no chatzitza left, because we are makbid over here if there's any dirt underneath the nail. So she has to be careful, extra careful over here, that since we're not making her cut the nail, because it's unfortunately no way to do this, there's no non-Jewish person around that can cut it with their fingers or even with a kli. So therefore, in this situation, we allow her to clean her nails very, very well herself, but she has to make sure that she cleans it very, very well, that there is no chatzitza, no dirt left underneath the nail. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that we don't have to be concerned over here that in the process of removing the dirt from underneath her fingernail, that she's going to be machik. She's going to spread out the dirt over here, rub it out in a way that would be an isser. There is no such isser over here. And this is the opinion of the Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, B'Shem El Rabba, Le'inyan Chatzitza, B'Netilas Yadayim. Is there considered a chatzitza over here, a problem with Netilas Yadayim? Mutu Legara B'Shabes Esatit Shetachas Etziporin. You're allowed to go remove the dirt over here, and there's no concern over here of Memachik. Of course, there would have to be a concern over here that you're not allowed to rub out the nail. You can't take some sort of a material that's going to scrape away part of the nail. That would not be allowed. Finally, in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil, Al Shtei Saros, he brings down that this opinion that we brought down here was the Magen Avraham, and also the opinion of many other Achronim, that this is an Issa Daraisa, albeit not a Chiyav Chatas, if you do less than 2 Saros. However, this is not the opinion of the Ola Shabbos, and he brings down as well from the Rambam, the Chol Melochus de Shabbos, im also Chatzishir, Yeshbun Issa. The Rambam also holds over here that Chatzishir is also in the Torah. And included, therefore, in such an issa would be if a person wrote only one os on Shabbos, or he removed only one here on Shabbos, it would be an issa deraisa, albeit it would not be able to be mechayev you in bringing a korban chatos. The Chofetz Chaim then has a discussion, is this an issa deraisa or an issa derabon? Chatzi shir is also in the Torah. Many say it's an issa deraisa. He brings down some that suggest it's only an issa derabonon. And he says at the end, Uladina in Lozus Klal, Bidivrei Kol HaPoskim. The Poskim say the Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah. That is the Psak Halacha. With that, we conclude today's Shir.